Good day and welcome to this podcast around the Mercedes-Benz trucks now offering Fleetboard as a standard. My name is Mdiyo Gavaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail, and I'm happy and privileged to be joined in studio today by our guest, that is Maria Tagheba, who is the head of Mercedes-Benz Trucks South Africa, and she's going to be telling us about Fleetboard, which is their telematics service and product, which was once optional but is now standard across their fleet of trucks in South Africa. She brings with her a wealth of experience, more than 15 years in the automotive industry. And for today, she's going to be telling us about that decision to make something that was already in the trucks become standard and switched on automatically for their clients. So good day to you. How are you, Marietta?
Thank you, Modiba, and lovely to be here. Thank you for having me.
I think a good place for us to start is maybe just understanding, you know, Fleetboard itself. I think some people might be comfortable or familiar with aftermarket services, but you guys have your own. So what is it and what does it actually do?
Yes, so Fleetboard is a Mercedes-Benz Trucks integrated telematics system. It really consists out of three parts. The first one being our hardware system that's been standard on the trucks for many years now. The second part is the systems or the services that it comes with, which was optional, like you mentioned before, which we've now decided to make as a serial standard in the majority of our models on Actros and some Arox ranges. And then lastly, the user interface, which comes with the services. And this telematics system was originally designed for Mercedes-Benz trucks by some commercial vehicle experts in Europe, together with our engineering team, to make sure that this system that plugs into our vehicles brings the optimal data so that we are able to provide usable and accurate information to guide our customers in optimizing driver performance and truck performance overall.
Now, you guys have, I think, two main models. You've got the Actros and the Arox trucks that are available. So what actually necessitated that decision to actually make it a standard feature? Clients might be sitting there saying, is it going to cost me more? You know, does it mean we're going to be paying for an extra service? All of that stuff. How did that come about?
Okay, so yeah, on the Actros range in particular, where total cost of ownership is absolutely vital today, it is important for a customer to understand how his driver is performing, how the truck is performing, so he can optimally reduce fuel consumption and increase the performance of his truck to deliver the services that he provides at the end user. And the telematics system enables us to accurately, at real-time basis, evaluate these performances and give feedback to the driver, give feedback to the operator, and do an analysis of the performance over a period of time to be able to, in the future, enhance the performance of the drivers and the performance of the truck so that these benefits can be passed on to the customer. And we've over years always offered this as an add-on product that the customer had to pay for and he could opt for. But because of the high penetration rate, more than 70% of our customers opted for it in any case.
Yep.
We decided it just is such a valuable product to have, and it enables us to contribute so much more to the customer's business that we believe that it's more valuable making it a standard. Taking away the hassle of having to decide between telematics systems, we offer it as a standard on the vehicle, and it's included in the vehicle from the first day. We switch it on and we provide the reports and the support to enable the customer to read the data that we feed out of the truck. And together with my sales team, we then give the customer the support to really optimize on the data.
Now, for those existing customers that chose, you know, not to have it as an add-on when they first purchased their trucks before you implemented this change, can they come in and say, Mercedes-Benz trucks, please, you know, can you guys switch on this service for me? What does that actually entail?
Absolutely. So the hardware, like I mentioned to you, has been standard on the trucks for years. So if they are opting for switching on the services, they can consult any one of my dealer network, and we will be able to assess what is the process and how far in the life cycle it is for us to do and support this services for trucks that are purchased before 1st of January 2021.
Now, you already started alluding to some of the functionality and some of the benefits of the service, telematics, and, you know, fuel economy. You spoke about all of that. But apart from those headline features on the nitty-gritty side, what are the actual benefits that customers can actually get from using it?
So there's quite a number of benefits. The first thing for us is we want to reduce the total cost of ownership for the customer. How do we do this? It is through a couple of mechanisms. So Fleetboard firstly reads the performance of the driver. It then tells us how many idle time is there. And idling, as you know, if your vehicle is idling, it uses quite a number of fuel. So we, through this operation system, can guide the driver in terms of reducing the idle time and therefore reducing fuel consumption. We also do mapping of routes. So we grade the routes. And that, therefore, we are able to even assess what routes are more complicated and what is the drive cell that is required for the route, and thereby also enabling to have a comparison between drivers. This, again, gives the customer the ability to build incentive programs so that a driver who's taking the N1 route or the N3 route, they can comparably be measured against one another and thereby incentivize their drivers for better performance. The other part of Fleetboard is also the maintenance part of it. Because we can see we're into the canvas of the vehicle, we see what is the mileage of the vehicle. So we can proactively assist the customer in planning their services or planning their maintenance cycles. So that they can also plan their delivery routes and get closer to the dealers as quickly as possible to reduce the amount of downtime when you take your vehicle in for a service or a routine maintenance. And lastly, because this vehicle has got a functionality that we at any point in time know where the vehicle is, from time to time, we are able to also support in tracking the vehicle. If it goes off route, we can support the customer saying, listen, this is not the route that he was, or, you know, can we help you in getting, guiding him back onto the route for optimal route planning as well. And obviously, a last part of that is because we trace the fuel consumption through this reporting, we've also been able to support our customers in picking up if there's any abnormalities in the use of fuel and thereby supporting in the investigations that the customers from time to time had to do. So the Fleetboard system is really aiding the customer in its totality, from the vehicle performance, maintenance, to the driver performance, to optimally get the vehicle to perform at its best possible way.
You know, as a geek at heart, I'm getting, you know, some notion of what they mean by the Internet of Things, because you sort of take a holistic approach to owning the vehicle. You know, you're sort of, it's not just sitting there and depreciating in value and just putting fuel in it. You're actually seeing it holistically. Where does it go? How does it run? All of that. So on the back of that, then, how does it then differ from competitors? Because I think a lot of fleet management companies out there tend to give companies this type of service as an aftermarket thing, but you guys are doing it in-house and you're with the client on that journey.
I think if I talk specifically about Fleetboard, the thing we're really proud of is it's a Mercedes-Benz product. It was specifically designed for our product. It's fitted as standard on our vehicles. It was designed with our engineers to look at the canvas, through the canvas, get the right data as per Mercedes-Benz performance. And I think through the evolution of technology as well, we focus on the aspects of what we want the Mercedes-Benz truck to offer for our customers. Reduced fuel, greater safety, maximum use and uptime. So, and Fleetboard, together with our Mercedes-Benz uptime product, is the ultimate solution for preventative maintenance as well. So Mercedes-Benz uptime, for instance, can predict by the function of an operation of the vehicle that something might be going wrong in the next couple of kilometers or in the future, and thereby notifying us to proactively maintain the vehicle to avoid that downtime. So I think all these telematic systems and connectivity into the truck enables us to really enhance the performance. And that is, I think, what is making Fleetboard such a fantastic product, because it's our own and it is really designed for what we want it to do. That is not limiting us. If a customer's got a multiple of fleet brands in his fleet, Fleetboard can also be accommodated through opposition fleets if there's a opportunity to do so. So we are not restricting it only to Mercedes-Benz. We offer it to other brands as well if a customer wants one telematics system for his business.
Now, in addition to the interoperability that you're talking about there, I can imagine that a fleet manager listening to this might be asking, on a practical side, how many trucks or how many drivers can I actually have registered on the service? How many of each item can I actually be monitoring and keeping track of?
Yeah. So I think this is very important to note. I mean, and I think especially if we look into the future, where I think 20 years from now, maybe even sooner, we will have trucks running 24 hours and you will never be able to have just one driver per truck. We see it already today. So our Fleetboard model allows for a driver card. So you register a driver per card. So you can have multiple drivers into one truck, and you can track each driver in terms of his performance, irrespective of what truck he drives then. Now you can see the truck, you can see the load, you can see the route, and therefore you can really analyze the data appropriate to that driver. Mm. And that gives it that flexibility. The second part of that is I think we're really zoning in on the driver as well. And we support this through offering some driver training together with the customer so that he in the end can really optimize through that.
Now, you mentioned the word training, and I can also imagine the fleet manager or the business owner who's not necessarily tech savvy, mm-hmm. right? Are you guys offering tutorials, classes? Like, what type of training do you guys offer on the support side for someone who wants to actually understand the system, or at least can manage their fleet without necessarily thinking that he needs to be a computer programmer?
No, absolutely. And I think COVID has brought about a lot of new things for us to also consider. So training the fleet manager or the operations manager on the Fleetboard system comes standard. Mm. We believe that the system is as good as the person that uses it. Mm. So we offer that through my sales team and through my dealer network. And obviously, if there is tutorials as well. So you don't necessarily have to go for a classroom training. So we offer tutorials, we offer consultation. And if there's a further need for intense training, we're also available to do that either through digital platforms or even face-to-face if that ever gets to be possible again. So absolutely, it's vital. And through that, if we recognize in a fleet of drivers that there's a certain driver that is really not performing at the level that he can, well, then we involve our experts on the training side, on the driver training side, together with the fleet operator, and we give them guidance on how to improve their performance, and thereby, in the end, giving the fleet operator what he needs.
So typically, who are you training, and does that come at an extra cost?
So for the Fleetboard system as such, the management or the fleet operator, we normally focus on training them, and that comes at no cost.
Yeah.
When it comes to the actual training of the drivers, we offer a training course that that can be assigned either through expert driver trainers or our own in-house driver training services that we offer. That does come at a cost, though. But for the Fleetboard system, no charge.
Okay. Now, it really does sound like the service and the product, you know, there's a lot that it can do, a lot of features, and it sounds very holistic and comprehensive, the training, all of that. For the clients and the customers that do use Fleetboard, what's been the feedback like, or what has been the reception like so far?
You know, I mean, it's always nice to sit in front of a customer who's been trusting in our brand and trusting in a multiple of our services, including Fleetboard. And the good stories that we've heard out of this is that they really appreciate the transparency that this gives them, the ability to, at the click of a button, be able to see what the vehicle is performing, how the driver is performing, and be able, through analytics and support of the team, enhance the performance. It's really enabled a lot of customers to reduce fuel consumption, to implement very, very effective driver incentive programs and monitoring programs, and also to be able to see your entire fleet and how it stacks up in terms of its performance and where we can improve together with the product or the driver or the performance as such. So I think because of this vision that we had, that we one day want to have a fully connected truck.
Yeah.
At the fingertips of a customer, that enables the customer to really feel comfortable and trusted in the brand, that he can see wherever the truck is, he can see how it's performing, and we are there to support them in making sure it happens.
Before we end off the conversation, I want us to maybe go back for a moment to the people that haven't registered or activated the services yet and are listening and are like, yes, this is something that I should be taking on now. For those people, what are the lead times like on a practical level? They call you. What does that timeline look like?
Yeah, so I think the best would be for them to contact one of my dealers and give the details of their trucks. We can immediately then assess if the vehicle has got the ability to be switched on quite quickly. And we will then give them a quotation, because for the vehicles that are not sold from this year onwards, there will be still a fee attached to that because it wasn't implemented from day one.
Yeah.
But it's absolutely possible. And the moment the customer signed the contract, within a couple of days, it's activated. If the hardware is in the vehicle, it's absolutely fine. It's very possible at any given point in time. I think the key thing is to inquire and let us give you the feedback in terms of that.
Perhaps as a follow-up to that, is the product able to be, is the service able to be switched on remotely, or do they need to bring their trucks in?
100% remotely.
That's excellent. Marietta, for those people that, you know, want to know more about Fleet Board and the services that you guys are offering, you know, they've listened to this and they say, okay, fine, I think I want to buy a truck and I want to have this service put in. How do they actually get in touch, or how do they find out more information?
I think the easiest is if you don't know where one of our Mercedes-Benz truck dealers are, you can visit the Mercedes-Benz truck website or fleetboard.co.za, or alternatively, you can make contact through our call center at 0800 133 555, and we can direct you to the nearest dealer or take your query and get the responsible people to contact you. Mm. So there's many means to do this, but they're welcome to route to the websites, which is probably the easiest and quickest.
I think a good place for us to end this conversation is getting a sense of privacy, because this seems to be a big conversation. And you spoke earlier on about having connected trucks. And one of the big fears at the moment is, okay, fine, I have a connected truck. You know, is Mercedes-Benz going to be spying on my business? What does this actually mean? So how do you allay, you know, any of those fears? How do you give confidence to your customers?
I think it's a crucial point. Data privacy and in our case, the POPIA Act is very, very top of mind and important for us. And we respect that at every point. As you know, we are not only bound by South African law, but by global legislation. So we've made sure right from our mother company in Germany that our telematics systems are protected. The data that we gather is protected, and that it is at all times safe and not shared to any other party that is not privy to this information. Apart from that, these data is not available to us unless the customer agrees to this. So it is standard on the vehicle, but it only gets switched on if the customer signs the contract with us and gives us the permission to do this. Mm. So if the customer does not want it switched on, then and protect his privacy through that means, then we respect that. Mm. But if he signs the contract with us, we agree with them that the data is protected and we will only use it for the purposes of Fleet Board with the customer. So you can be assured that the data is protected and we take high respect for keeping it as such.
You can be assured that the data will be protected. That's been us with Marietta Gerber, who is the head of Mercedes-Benz Truck South Africa, giving us some insight into Fleet Board, which is their telematics service and product. And they say that it allows you to achieve an intelligent connectivity where the vehicle and the driver are connected. That's been it for this podcast around Mercedes-Benz Trucks now offering Fleet Board as a standard up in Liwakavaza off the Business Day and Financial Mail.